Tig, we're going to turn to the political controversies running this week. The Sinn Féin controversy, which Sinn Féin controversy, I suppose it would be more apt. A letter, though, has been sent by a Fine Gael senator, two independent senators, an unusual combination, perhaps, of people in the Seanad sending this letter. So who have they sent it to and what's it demanding?
Yeah, so this is literally coming in the last hour or so. We're seeing a letter from Fine Gael's Mary Siri Carney and then the two independent senators, Alice Mary Higgins and Lynn Ruane, to Ciarán Comhairle Seán Ó Fáil, calling for essentially an investigation into the circumstances surrounding the resignation of Sinn Féin Senator Niall Dunlealy in December. Obviously, he admitted on Tuesday to inappropriately texting a 17-year-old, and that was the reason behind his resignation. But the senators are calling for basically this to be looked at, you know, given the child protection requirements of the Oireachtas, and raising concerns that, you know, Oireachtas IT equipment could have been used to text this 17-year-old, you know, saying that not all members of the Seanad had regard to ICT and child protection policies within the Oireachtas, and, you know, saying that, you know, legislators have important, you know, the people who create the laws have to obey them, so they have to follow these to the letter. So they're calling for an investigation to look at the sort of wider procedures and what happened here. We're sort of unclear as where this might lead. You could expect that an investigation could be launched, but as it's only been in the last hour, we'll just wait and see, I guess.
Right. On the other issue, the chairmanship of the Public Accounts Committee, it was building up to there being a blockage on the road of this, of Mairead Farrell's chairmanship of the Public Accounts Committee being blocked. That seems to have withered away, and Brian Stanley, as we've just heard in the news bulletin there, has been discharged from the Public Accounts Committee. He's to be replaced by Matt Carthy. How did it all happen?
Yeah, so we had the Committee on Dáil Selection today, which is the sort of routine enough committee. It meets every week alongside the Business Committee. It's made up of the same people, and essentially it just puts into the Dáil who sits on each committee. You know, if there's any changes, if any party want to move people around, and it's usually a sort of a standard enough affair. There's never any kind of issues with moving people onto different committees. You know, if a government backbench TD becomes a minister, they're moved off their committee and another person has moved in. It's usually simple. But in this case, there was some consternation at this week's committee. There were some concerns raised by Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Labour Party about, you know, moving Brian Stanley off the committee and putting Mairead Farrell into the chair. Now, there was no, the process of the committee, there's no vote. It's all unanimously done. So that went ahead. So it does appear that, and the Labour Party seems to have backed down as well on this. But we're still not 100% sure if this, the overall appointment to the committee will go to the Dáil, as it always does. But there are some concerns that this could be, the government could force a vote on it. You know, if a government backbench TD wants to stick the knife into Sinn Féin, they could call a vote and potentially then block the appointments of Mairead Farrell.
Thereby prolonging the controversy.
Prolonging the controversy. And, you know, essentially leaving PAC without a full-time chair. You know, it would leave, unless Brian Stanley were to return, but it would leave essentially Catherine Murphy, from the Sock Dems, who is the vice chair as the interim PAC chair for the foreseeable. But, you know, I suppose one of the things about this as well is that, you know, if we're expecting an election in a couple of weeks' time, this might not be such a massive issue if the Dáil is dissolved in about 3 weeks' time.
All right. Violet Anwyn, how would you vote on this?
Yeah, it's very interesting. And I think the last 2 weeks has been noteworthy, I suppose would be the best word to use, in the number of scandals that have come out from my former party. And look, I don't sit on the Public Accounts Committee, but I do watch and sometimes actually even attend. And I think it's a really vital and important committee for holding government to account. Really, that's what I see it as it's a point and principle of it. Look, I understand the concerns that have been raised. I think the way Sinn Féin have handled what I suppose I'm calling the Brian Stanley debacle now at this stage has not been, you know, hasn't been very genuine, would be the best word that I would use to describe it. And then, you know, even I suppose the other controversies. I mean, can I just say that when it came to that whole picture with the First Minister in Stormont and her, I suppose, maintaining
this
that
is, this
she
is
didn't.
The separate controversy over the two party press officers who had written references for Michael McMonagle, who had pleaded guilty to child sex offences. One of them subsequently secured a job with the British Heart Foundation, and that person was at an event for the British Heart Foundation in Stormont, standing not too far from Michelle O'Neill. She denied she'd seen him.
I say pull the other leg, to be honest, because like if there was, you know, other people in that picture, you would say fair enough, she may have missed him. There was other people in the way, there was other people getting or distracting her attention, her eye line. I mean, I unfortunately know most in Sinn Féin, and they do scan rooms, let's be honest, so I won't accept that she did not see that he was present. And then there's other difficulties around that whole situation as well, about him having access to Stormont, and them being genuinely soft, I suppose, when it comes to certain members and certain individuals, let's say, within the party, who in some ways, as it was actually described to me, to help me understand, was that there's a level of or maybe that there's a royalty within Sinn Féin, and how ironic that actually sounds. Some people are just given better treatment than others.
All right. They say themselves, their procedures, they show neither fear nor favour to anybody else. And Michelle O'Neill, look, she says she didn't see him. That's her position. You've obviously have your position as well. But if it came to a vote, would you be up for blocking Mairead Farrell being chair of the Public Accounts Committee?
Yeah, it's a difficult one for me, just because, you know, she'd be the first female chair. But at the same time, you know, there is this imminent election. Looking at Leinster House, they're all gearing up for an election coming. So on that basis as well, I'd say, you know, the vice chair, Catherine Murphy, would be, I suppose, a perfect replacement for the number of weeks that we have left.
OK, Nasa Harrigan.
Well, first of all, can I say that I think Mairead Farrell is an excellent choice as chair of PAC. She was my vice chair when I was chair of budgetary oversight, and I think she's a brilliant politician and a really heavyweight when it comes to finance. That being said, I think what we're seeing at the moment is, and I know what you're saying about political strategy and people trying to eke out the controversy, and I do know today there's a real kind of start of discussion around this is all a conspiracy to get Sinn Féin. And I think what we're seeing actually is just confusion reigning, and you can see that, you know, an ask for an investigation by the senators, female senators, I note, because this has thrown everybody for a loop, and I think that the confusion and the distress and the surprise at all of this is genuine. Actually, there is political strategy there, but there is also genuine shock that Nilo Daniele was, you know, given a pat on the head and sent off into the sunset. And we all didn't know. And there is quite possible that he was using Oireachtas laptop or an Oireachtas piece of equipment with WhatsApp on it. Like, I have WhatsApp on some of my devices.
We don't know for sure what he used.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is, there is political strategy, of course, in play, because we're all in politics and that's part of it. But I think there is a genuine thing of here is like, what are we doing? How are we all going to move on from this? I'll be voting with my Green Party colleagues. I don't think that there's any value, to be honest with you, in disrupting PAC. I think they should be allowed to put their chair in place and let's do the work of holding the organisations that we fund to account in terms of governance. I don't particularly think there's any use to disrupting that. And I think Mairead is a fantastic person. But I think that the disarray is genuine.
OK. You running anybody in Galway West in the Green Party for the general election?
Oh, God. Off the top of my head, I can't tell the difference between all the different Galways.
All right, OK. You're giving Mairead Farrell a great thumbs up anyway. Gino Kenny, what's your view on the situation?
Yeah,
with
well, we'd be supporting Mairead for the chairperson of the PAC. I think this has become over-politicised. It's become absolutely, extremely toxic and very unsavoury in terms of the ongoings of the last number of weeks. And other parties have used this as a political football to take, I suppose, political advantage. And I think...
Do you think there are substantive issues, though, that needed to be answered?
There are issues. There are issues. But I think people have gone beyond the issues and now are attacking Sinn Féin, trying to undermine them, and trying to, I think, create a culture in the Dáil and outside the Dáil of a kind of a toxic way of doing politics. And I think it's just, it's horrible, I have to say.
I would say that's what they've done themselves.
Yeah.
Violet Ann Wynne there, sorry, what were you saying?
Yeah, no, I take Gino's point, but I just think, you know, it's actually Sinn Féin that have done that themselves with the way they've handled situations. I don't think that they have given much confidence to anybody. I mean, a lot of people in Leinster House have said that, you know, they weren't aware of what was going on at all, got no indication, and actually were contacting that Senator O'Donnelly and wishing him well, hoping that he was doing okay, because I suppose what had come out was that, you know, there were some kind of health issues. So people were expressing great sympathy, and they feel like they've been slapped in the face now because of what has come out. And it's just, I think just the way they've handled it has, as I said, you know, I think they deserve it.
Okay, all right. I'm sure they would, if they were here, contest that. But anyway, we're gonna move on. Senator Pauline O'Reilly is your candidate in Galway West.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.